Today, researchers announced new results of a study of antimatter.
Two parallel universes, one matter, the other antimatter.
Star Trek's Mr. Spock there, of course. He wasn't involved in today's findings. Here's NPR's Jeff Brumfield on the scientists who were and what they found.
Here's how real-life expert Joel Fagens describes antimatter.
Antimatter is a mirror universe of particles.
Sounds just like Star Trek, right? And it is. Regular matter is made of atoms. Your radio, your cell phone, your body, all matter. Antimatter is the sinister, backwards version. And what happens when they get together? Take it away, Spock.
When two identical particles of matter and antimatter meet.
If they meet.
Annihilation, Jim. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Fagens, a respected researcher at the University of California at Berkeley, will tell you exactly the same thing.
It blows up, what we call annihilates, and explodes and becomes pure energy.
Antimatter is totally sci-fi, but it's also totally real and really mysterious. Think about it. There's no antimatter radios or antimatter people that we know of. So where is it?
We actually don't understand why antimatter is just as rare as it actually is. Going back to the Big Bang should have produced just as much matter as antimatter, but it didn't.
To try and solve the mystery, researchers make small amounts of antimatter in the lab. This time, they've done it on Long Island, inside a giant particle accelerator called the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider. Scientists mashed together atoms of pure gold to make particles of antimatter. Aihong Tang led the experiment. He says making antimatter from gold isn't as pricey as it sounds.
The actual amount of gold is actually tiny. It doesn't worth much.
And the payoff could be huge. In the journal Nature, Tang's group describes forces between the antimatter counterparts of protons. A proton is the positively charged particle found at the center of atoms. The antimatter version is negatively charged and called, you guessed it, an antiproton. See, physics isn't so hard. Anyway, the point is, the force between two antiprotons is just like the force between two regular protons.
Our experiment confirmed that they indeed behave just like ordinary matter.
And here's why that matters. Discovering a difference between matter and antimatter would probably explain why one is common and the other is rare. This experiment lets scientists rule out one possibility. They'll move on to something else. In the name of science, and Joel Fagens says, because it makes them sound cool.
Not so many people get to work on things that Star Trek talks about.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.